Welcome to the ninth parak of Sefer Ezra. This is the penultimate parak. The Malbim says that these events happened more than 4 months after Ezra came to Jerusalem. The Jewish officers start informing Ezra of problems. There's intermarriage. It starts with the nobles and are copied by people at large. Mitzvah David says that these nobles were the ones who came to repent. They were the ones who told Ezra of the problem in the first place. He sits astounded, he's anguished, he's pained by other people's spiritual downfall, and he davens and fasts until night. He says, Hashem, please don't let us be exiled from this land because of our sins. Ezra was despondent that this would not be the final redemption, because the role of redemption is to wipe away our sins. Sinning would therefore contradict this notion of redemption. Ezra thinks, oh my goodness, for these people, their spiritual state, what about the future? What about how this is going to be seen in Jewish history? What about the process of history? We've got to do something.